Ladies and gentlemen, good morning and welcome to the SeQuent Scientific Limited Q2 FY26 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will remain in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal the operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I will now hand the conference over to Abhishek for opening remarks. Abhishek, please go ahead.
Thank you, Ryan. A very good morning and thank you for joining us today for SeQuent Scientific's earnings conference call for the second quarter and half-year ended financial year 2026. Today, we have with us Mr. Rajaram, MD and CEO of SeQuent Scientific, Dr. Hari Babu, Whole-Time Director and CEO of Viyash Life Sciences, Mr. Saurav Bhala, CFO of SeQuent Scientific, and Mr. Ramakant, CFO of Viyash Life Sciences, to share the highlights of the business and financials for the quarter. I hope you've gone through our results release and the quarterly investor presentation, which have been uploaded on our website as well as the stock exchange website. The transcript for this call will be available in a week's time on the company's website. Please note that today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and must be viewed in relation to the risks pertaining to our business. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I now hand over the call to Mr. Rajaram to make his opening remarks.
Thank you, Abhishek, and good morning, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all the participants. Joining me on the call is Dr. Hari Babu, Whole-Time Director and CEO of Viyash, along with Saurav, CFO for SeQuent, and Mr. Ramakant, CFO for Viyash. Let me begin today with some good news. Yesterday, the National Company Law Tribunal, the NCLT, has allowed the petition for merger and approved the scheme of merger between SeQuent and the Viyash Group of Companies. The NCLT approval marks the beginning of a new chapter for the combined entity as we build towards delivering a fundamental transformation for the company to leapfrog into the next orbit of growth. We released results of the quarter ended September 30th, 2025, last Friday, which are available on our website. I hope you've had an opportunity to go through the presentations. Coming to the performance for this quarter, I'm pleased to announce that we continued our strong performance in the second quarter of FY26 with revenues of rupees 4,240 million, reflecting a healthy double-digit year-on-year growth at 15%. We remain committed to sustainable, profitable growth, and during the quarter, there was a 270 basis points improvement in gross margin, and the pre-ESOP EBITDA rose to rupees 657 million, and that came in at a 15.5% EBITDA in terms of pre-ESOP margins. You would recall that a few quarters ago, we had set ourselves a target of crossing 15% EBITDA and moving to high teens. We are now firmly on that path while also improving our profit after tax substantially. So big thanks to all our teams and partners for their unwavering support, efforts, and resilience. This consistent improvement in financial performance, along with the benefits of a strong balance sheet resulting from the merger, provides us with ample headroom to support investments to build our portfolio in new segments such as companion animals. While Saurav will delve deeper into the financials, let me briefly cover some business aspects. Our formulations business, which accounts for about 75% of our sales, continued to trend very well, growing over last year by 18% quarter-on-quarter. Now, this was driven by a strong performance across all business geographies. In Europe, the business grew with a healthy double-digit growth of 14% year-on-year during the quarter, maintaining sequential performance as well. This upswing in performance was led by a strong resurgence in the Spanish business and increased exports from Spain. In emerging markets, a 27% year-on-year growth was supported by a strong growth across many key countries. We have established our front-end presence in Mexico, which is a large global market for animal health. We launched Tulaject, which is a tulathromycin injection in Brazil, and we will eventually expand it to the rest of the Latin American market Our operations in Turkey, both domestic and exports, continue to grow as we retain our position amongst the top five players in the market for ruminant animals. Our India formulations business has progressed well. Quarter two is relatively a large quarter for the industry, and our business grew 6% over last year. We expect the impact of our field force expansion to kick in during the second half of the year. As we have said earlier, India remains a key market for us to develop. Coming to our API business, we are very pleased with the transformation efforts undertaken by the team, and our business clocked sales of Rs. 830 million during the quarter, which represents a 7% growth vis-a-vis the same quarter last year. And throughout this period, we have had successful customer audits as we position ourselves as a reliable, high-quality partner for APIs. During this quarter, we also commercialized one new API partnership with a launch in the U.S., and we completed the U.S. FDA audit for our analytical lab, Sequent Research Limited. I will now hand over to Saurabh to share the financial details of Sequent, and then invite Dr. Haribabu to share the highlights of the Viyash performance and also the merger going ahead. Over to you, Saurabh.
Thank you, Raja. Good morning, everyone, and thanks again for joining us today. It's a privilege to present key insights into our financial performance for quarter two and first half of financial year 26. I'll start with financial highlights for quarter ended September 2025. Total revenue delivered is Rs. 4240 million, reflecting a 15% year-on-year growth. Formulation segment revenue delivered Rs. 3351 million, which is a growth of 18% on a year-on-year basis. Our API segment revenue was Rs. 830 million, which is a growth of 7% year-on-year basis. Gross margin, a healthy improvement of 270 basis points on a year-on-year basis, rising from 47% to 49.7%. Adjusted EBITDA reported is Rs. 657 million, showing robust 47% year-on-year growth with a margin improvement of 330 basis points, rising from 12.1% to 15.5%. Profit after tax delivered Rs. 196 million for the quarter, nearly tripling from Rs. 63 million in the same quarter last year, with PAT margins significantly improving. Coming to half-year performance of financial year 25-26, performance highlights as follows. Total revenue reported Rs. 8654 million, reflecting a strong 14% year-on-year growth. Our formulation segment revenue stood at Rs. 6734 million, up 15% on year-on-year basis. API segment revenue Rs. 1884 million, growing 11% year-on-year basis. Gross margin, a significant improvement by 230 basis points, rising from 46% to 48.3%. Adjusted EBITDA delivered Rs. 1259 million, a 35.4% year-on-year increase, with the margin expanding by 220 basis points, increasing from 12.3% to 14.5%. Profit after tax more than doubled to Rs. 372 million compared to Rs. 154 million in the prior year, and the margins improving from 2% to 4.3%, highlighting our operational strengths and focus on profitability. Our balance sheet reflects stronger financial position driven by a focused reduction in leverage and enhanced turnover ratios. Moving forward, our strategic focus remains on sustaining profitability, further deleveraging our balance sheet, maximizing the free cash flow, and improving return ratios as we progress. Merger update, update already given by Raja, Honorable National Company Law Tribunal has allowed our petition and sanctioned the scheme on 18th November 2025, which was yesterday. With this approval, all the prerequisites for the merger are now complete, and the focus will shift entirely to integration and optimizing the synergy benefits. To summarize, our continuous focus on reshaping product portfolio, expanding geographical reach, and focus on driving operational efficiencies has led to a sustained improvement in operating margins and a stronger and healthier balance sheet. As we embark on a new chapter as a merged entity, we are committed to further enhancing our performance and creating greater value for all the stakeholders going ahead. Thank you for your attention. I will now hand over the call to Dr. Hari Babu for sharing insights into the Viyash Group performance. Thank you.
Thank you, Saurabh and Rajaram. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the call. So, first of all, congratulations to Sequent for great performance. And as Rajaram mentioned, actually, we received NCLT yesterday. Let me say thanks to everyone, stakeholders, for their support. First, actually, thank you so much for shareholders for great support. I think we got 99.9%. Then all our advisors and consultants who have worked with us last 12 months. And most important, all our suppliers, customers, and all institutions to get all invoices. And most important, thank you so much for the entire group, including Sequent team, VS team, and Carlyle team for the great work actually for this merger. Now let me take you through VS performance. Of course, it's a record performance. It's the highest forever for VS and also Sequent, I think, last quarter. So Q2 FY27, we did 428 crores top line, which grows around 17.8% year on year. And EBITDA, of course, huge growth to 123 crores, which grows about 96% year on year. And EBITDA margin improved substantially. It's improved by 11.5%. It's around 17.5 to now 28.8% with the actually strong PAT growth. And of course, first off, Viyash, again, we grown actually 11% year on year revenue, which is equivalent to 780 crores. And EBITDA is grown by 59%, equal to 192 crores. And EBITDA margin also is improved substantially by 7.4% to 24.6%. And coming to the merger, two companies together combined revenue, we did around 852 crores with a growth of 16% year on year. And again, substantial growth of EBITDA to 189 crores. And margins also improved substantially to 22%. So the few things contributed for this last quarter substantial improvement. As you know, we had started actually with a strong research-based company. That's how we started last 3-4 years. Focus more on new products, focus on all cost improvements and business expansion to various markets. One of the great thing actually we have said last 4 years, you know, new product launches. We did almost 40 plus products developed in last 3-4 years, API, and also around 30%, 30 products, finished products in US. You know, we have a formulation site in US and we have R&D in India for finished products. So last 4 years, we developed almost 30 products FDA. And we filed around 40 products API and 30 products formulations. And also we continuously launching the products. Last 12 months, we launched a lot of products, finished products, six products, finished dose, and also API 8 products. And last 12 months, API we got 12-13 products approved. And FDF we got actually 4 products approved. And you know, last year we were the highest DMF filers in one of the quarters. This contributed actually reasonable for last quarter. And coming to the second major focus area, CDMO business, even though we started little late, last 12-18 months we have been focusing a lot on CDMO. Unlike regular CDMO, we focus in a little bit different way. One is, of course, the major thing, start with innovators, building the relationship for their life cycle management products. We had actually already we have been supplying 2-3 customers on those commercial, and few initiatives last 12 months actually moving to the commercial, maybe next few quarters on that. And the second model, we partnered with many specialty generic companies to develop actually the little bit complex products, start partnering at R&D stage, co-development and manufacturing at our sites. That's contributing a lot actually in last 2-3 quarters. And the third area, contract manufacturing for specialty. It's not the regular contract manufacture for high volume products, it's actually whatever products coming out of patent in near future after 2030. We partner with many customers actually to do contract manufacturing, which includes of course the optimizing of the products. Almost 18-20 products actually we were able to partner last 18 months in all these three areas. So the life cycle management with innovators or generic specialty partners and most important CMO. Out of 20 products, whatever we partnered, 15 products of these actually today values, market values are more than $1 billion. Of course, these are the coming launches at various phases. Start from 28-29, most of the products coming from 2030. And we expect actually substantial revenue generation and also bottom line from 2030 onwards on these things. Of course, short term, whatever we do, couple of validations, service income, we are able to sustain the revenue. So that's the way that the stream is going to come out in the next 3-5 years. And most important thing what we did last 2 years, of course I explained last time also, product optimization and network optimization. This is very, very important for any business in the generic. And also we changed our strategy to move into the value created products. Like earlier we had a huge intermediate business, we tried to convert into API, so which improves gross margin a lot. And couple of non-strategic products, wherever there was a volume products like antiretrovirals and a couple of formulation products where actually it's become commoditized, we divested those things and move to the value driven products. And in that exercise, we also actually rationalized three manufacturing sites which were manufacturing intermediates, basically low value products. That's where we divested. And most important, last 12 months, couple of our finished dose products, you know, we have manufacturing site in USA since a lot of competition is coming out from India. So we strategize to move out to US products wherever there is a large volume products where we can improve gross margins. Most of the products we move to India. Of course, couple of products started qualifying. We started shipping from India few products. All our key volume products actually is going to happen from India in the near future. Already we started shipping one of the products. Second product also is going to be shipped very soon on that. And the next most important thing in this, since we acquired intermediate facilities, API and formulation to become a fully integrated platform, what we did from beginning, we tried to do both forward-forward integration and backward-backward integration. What it mean by forward-forward integration? Wherever we are strong, either in intermediates or API, we try to forward integrate. That's where we can take advantage of cost. So already we did almost five products in that. And the second thing is backward-backward integrations. Wherever we are strong in the formulation, like few products we have strong market share in USA, but those are the reasonable volume products. We try to do backward integrate into API, even actually the intermediate level. So in that exercise, already we did seven products vertically integrated. Along moving into India, manufacturing low cost space, we also backward integrated into API. So all our key products are going to be fully integrated. That makes a big difference in the gross margin. And all new products, whatever we do for finished products, So almost 50-60% of the fully vertical integrated. So that's where we can take advantage in future, actually, the cost. These are the four areas, actually, of course, the product mix also contributed. Most of our products, especially API, we are the leaders. Out of top 10 products, we have 6-7 products are the market leaders. It's continuously growing. We're able to maintain our market share continuously, these products. These are the four areas actually created actually good gross margin improvement in last quarter. Of course, it's continuously is going to improve. And of course, financial numbers, Saurabh explained, I'm not going to take those things. But still, actually, this company is going to strongly focus on R&D based. With this integration, we can see actually a lot of synergies and opportunities. Let me take you to a little bit synergies. As we explained last time, we identified a few areas. One of the important area is R&D. So R&D has been relocated, Sequent R&D to VS Corporate R&D, and teams are working pretty closely, collaboratively. And in that process, within short term, we are able to develop 4 new products for animal health, which are mostly actually companion animals. That's the key focus for us. 4 products have been developed already. And the 3 products, whatever actually we can improve gross margins. These 3 are the volume drivers for us. Still we are growing and we see substantial growth in the near future. 3 products have been completed, cost improvement on those things. And of course, few other actions, whatever optimizing the site. One of the site, we have analytical center located actually outside Hyderabad and Mumbai. That has been moved to our internal sites, which bring actually sustainability in the quality compliance, but also tells a lot on the cost improvement on that. So all the analytical testing, including stability, analytical validations have been moved to the site. As a manufacturing, you know, manufacturing is also one of the key strengths for Viyash. We have large number of sites approved by FDA. All sites are approved by FDA. 8 sites out of 8, 5 are intermediate, 3 are intermediates and 5 are API. So already last 2-3 quarters, we qualified a couple of intermediates. Sequent was depending a lot on third party. Those are the key intermediates which supply to API supply to innovators. So we brought all those things to internal sites. Already 6 intermediates have been transferred to internal sites. We just validated. Of course, it takes some time for regulatory qualifications, but it's moving pretty well and all our clients are very happy with that initiative. And another most important thing in manufacturing optimization, Sequent actually struggling little bit capacity. That's where Viyash is going to help a lot. We were able to build 1 new production line to support Sequent large volume products. Already we commissioned within short time, 6 months, and already we validated and we started working with various clients for regulatory filing. So as we mentioned earlier, whatever synergies we targeted next 12-18 months. So it's pretty well on track and we initiated regulatory actions, but we are very confident whatever we projected synergies, it's going to happen in 12-18 months, because that's the biggest thing, new production block for the Sequent products. And the sales, one of the other area where we focused on synergies, you know, Sequent API business, most of the business comes from innovators. So we started working with innovators to see the additional opportunity for Viyash. That's working, started working. So we have a few leads on that thing, but it's going pretty positive movement on that. Another area, cross-selling, of course, where there is no overlap between Sequent and Viyash, customers, very few customers we sell both sides. That's a huge opportunity we identified, because most of these customers, especially in Europe, they sell both products, both animal health and human health. That's where we see the opportunities. People integrated pretty well, both business teams, and started working together. And of course, all other functions, shared services or administrative functions, one of the important area we identified, of course, supply chain. So with these things, bringing most of the key starting materials to internal, and also actually combining two companies' strength on the procurement, and definitely we can see the good synergies on that perspective. With this, what I can say actually with the combined company is going to do pretty well, and you can see our balance sheet. Few areas we identified, Sequent growing areas, of course, pet care, companion animals, lot of opportunities we see in near future. And I think this is the right time we received the approval. So this is the time we can actually grow a lot on actually the animal health business. In addition, of course, whatever we are growing in human health. And combined company is going to do fantastic. Not only the short term, of course, always our focus is mid-term and long-term. Maybe the short term, there may be few spikes, but we see actually the pretty sustainability on these both businesses. With that, thank you. I think we'll allow for questions. Thank you so much for everyone.
Ryan, can we open it for Q&A, please?
Sure. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use their handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We take the first question from the line of Vishal Manchanda from Systematics. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations on a great set of numbers. If you could guide, when can we see the merger close? So Q4, can we see the combined numbers?
Yes, we can see Q4 combined number. So with this, once we receive NCLT final order, I think we can start putting combined number. But I think Q3 itself, we can do combined.
Okay. And just some color on this, on your business, Viyash business, how much is API and how much is formulation?
It's API intermediates together, we do around 65%, 65-70% API intermediate, around 35-40% actually formulation. Of course, this varies little bit here and there. Quarter on quarter, that's the reason I said 65-70 API intermediate.
And are you seeing stronger growth in formulations versus API? In the most recent quarter, was formulation stronger, seeing stronger growth versus API?
It's a both, I can say. As I explained to you, there's four areas contributed, of course. So formulation, we see good growth from last quarter. The reason is actually a few things. As I explained, couple of products we moved out to India where actually we can see good gross margin. And of course, we also have good launches last quarter. So both are growing. As I mentioned, actually, we're continuously focusing on the new product development launches. Actually, that's working pretty well. In addition to the most important growth driver on gross margins or cost optimization, product optimization, network optimization, these things.
Right. So like on the formulation front, you're primarily focused on the US and
Yes, at this point.
Okay, and how many launches have done this year? How many launches you would have done this year in the US?
I think we did around 8 launches this year.
Okay. Got it. And just on the synergies between Sequent and Viyash, so just wanted to R&D, as you highlighted on the in your opening comments, is an important area. How much is Sequent currently spending on R&D?
Sequent currently API R&D spending, I think around, Rajaram, you can,
8-10
crores.
We spend about 8-10 crores on.
8-10 crores on R&D, pure R&D.
Pure R&D on API.
Let me explain. API R&D is slightly different than combined company or formulation, because API R&D, whatever we do, validation or exhibit quantities, most of the quantities we sell product commercially. The pure R&D spend is what we spend in R&D, chemicals and manpower. Sequent, I did around 8-10 crores.
Okay. Okay. On top of that, you will have synergies from from procurement also, supply chain as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Procurement, always when you go for combined procurement, there will be synergies. Also you can see our balance sheet strength, that will add definitely some improvement. Most important for us is R&D and manufacturing. Substantial synergies are going to come from these things, because lot of things can happen on the product optimization. That's one of the things Sequent products we can improve. Of course, the new product addition and manufacturing. Yes, supply chain is there, but major things is going to come from R&D and manufacturing.
Got it. Got it. Just on the formulation business, animal health formulation business, that is showing good progress. Can you kind of give some color as to how we should look at this business next one or two years? Can we see double-digit growth on the formulation side?
Yeah, I think we've been maintaining that kind of growth now in the recent quarters. I think if you look at the industry, by and large, it is a fairly resilient industry in terms of its growth, right? I mean, we'd see anywhere between 5%-8% at a global level. If you start looking at specific markets, specific segments, the growth is in double digits. Therefore, this is in spite of, you know, all kinds of geopolitical upheavals, et cetera. The underlying factors which are driving the industry, which is one around, you know, an increasing requirement for animal protein and dairy products, and the second being for adoption of pets and spending of more on companion animals. These two are, you know, tailwinds that we have in the industry that we operate, and that's really been one of the big reasons why we believe that our formulations business, which is now present in a good set of markets, should continue to grow. Add to that the genericization of the industry. I think we are very well positioned. We should expect that this is a double-digit growth business for sure. As we accelerate our new launches and as some of the new generics and we keep expanding in some markets and also begin to grow in companion animals, you know, that should be incremental to this growth. We are fairly bullish on the formulations business.
We have capacities to kind of, so any major CapEx that we need to put on the formulation side here?
We are working on that, but definitely we are going to do both, inorganic as well as organic. Midterm, definitely we are going to add, especially on the companion animals, we are going to put on that.
On companion, you are primarily targeting the nutritional aspect or you're targeting the medicinal aspect of the industry?
There are, you know, three or four different components to it. We are clearly not targeting pet food, but therapeutic and nutritional, which is also supplements to therapeutics, that is something that we would be looking at. That's really our focus, which is pure therapeutics and supplements to therapeutics. This is a fast-growing sort of segment where we believe we have both the experience and more importantly now, with the R&D backbone that we have, we should be able to build that even better.
Also most of the products are similar to human health.
Yes.
Whatever pet care is going to happen. Most of the products are similar to human health, so that's our R&D can help a lot of it.
Yeah.
Viyash platform can also be leveraged from both manufacturing and R&D perspective for animal health products.
Yeah. API, yes. Formulation, of course, we need to have different facilities, but we can leverage on that.
Understood, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sahil Sanghvi from Monarch Networth Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on a very good set of numbers. My first question is, how do you see the business impacting because of the U.S. tariffs? What steps would we take to de-risk the uncertainty over here?
Well, at this point, you know, our business has no impact on the tariffs. So, and our dependency on U.S. is not much. So only 35% of the U.S. business we do formulation. That's of course, it's a good scenario since we have manufacturing at U.S. At this point, we don't see any tariffs impact for entire our business. So API business or Sequent business, actually, we don't do much on that perspective. Of course, there's no tariffs at this point for generics. Even going forward, actually, with our U.S. base and our strong network, we don't see any impact on our business. We see there may be positive. If really something happens, actually, we are going to benefit from our U.S. manufacturing network.
Right, sir. Right, sir. And then for the Sequent API sales, while they are higher YOY, they are also lower than the 100 crore run rate you are targeting. So anything to read over here or we are on track?
We are on the track. You know, since Sequent do business with innovators, actually, so sometimes actually they push to other quarters, but we are on pretty well track. But we can see good visibility to grow from actually fourth quarter onwards. Definitely actually 100 crores run rate is going to be maintained, but next year we can see good growth. Already we started seeing some opportunities, but it's going to grow pretty well. I can say from fourth quarter onwards, you can see different Sequent API business. Not fourth quarter, but definitely FY27, we are going to grow substantial at that. That's how we have built a new production line also, especially that product. We see a lot of opportunity growth next year.
Right, sir. And how is the albendazole sales progressing?
Albendazole? It's a pretty... it's very good. Albendazole is growing. And, you know, I don't know where you guys are aware, one of the sites, they shut down. That's where we see more opportunity. It's coming more business. That's how we created new production line also. It's going to grow. So that's one of the key products going to grow both the top line and also margin improvement since we are bringing it to internal now.
Right, sir. Understood, sir. And sir, Carlyle has been invested almost 5 years now. Is there any exit they are looking for, or they have a longer plan to be staying invested?
But I can't say Carlyle side, but what we see since real growth started from now, this company, even though Carlyle invested 4 years back, their investment was in 5-6 years. Whatever we have, some preliminary or internal discussions, they're not going to exit soon. So it's going to continue because real growth started maybe last few quarters, but next couple of years is going to grow a lot. So I don't see any exit plan in near future.
And what could be the sustainable margins for both the entities going forward? I mean, where do you stop now? Do we have a number to that, or it's still a discovery as we keep exploring the synergies?
And I can say actually we have good visibility now. Of course, we can't give any guidance to the market, but whatever we indicated earlier, 2027. So we indicated actually 20% EBITDA margin, but we see 20% is going to come soon, but with this quarter actually 20 plus. But I'm pretty confident 20 plus is going to sustain. So whatever we indicated 27, actually it's going to happen from now.
Right, sir. Thank you so much, and I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sachin Kasera from Swan Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Good morning to everybody, and come both the sequences that on the
better. Sachin, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but your audio is not clear.
Is it better now?
Yes, please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning everybody, and congrats both the sequences of the NCLT approval as well as for the number that you reported on the combined basis. We have very much elaborated on how the next 4 or 5 years are looking very, very good post the merger now that we have seen the approvals. There was a previous question where you mentioned that, you know, we were looking at 20% margin and you said that that's not like the base. So this quarter we done like 22% margin. So is there some one-off in this or we are being a little conservative in ping 20 and with the synergies now really starting to flow in, probably we could see some upside to the FY27 number that we've been discussing.
So it's a good question. Thank you for that. Of course, I can tell you straight away there's no one-off. Okay, and when I say 20 plus, actually, minimum is 20. And few things when I said, actually, last quarter revenue, one is gross margin improvement because of optimization. And other two things, CDMO contracts. CDMO, you know, actually, initial contracts from some service income, some validation income, and also new launches, whatever we did, launches did pretty well. There may be few spike, but I don't see any major difference. So it's going to be sustained pretty well. Whatever actually we have growth opportunities, other areas, I don't see any of those things. It's not pure one-off. We don't see anything. There may be few things here and service income maybe, okay, can go up. Okay, or launch, maybe once we launch, actually, once you see the competition, there may be little impact, but we don't see much on those things.
Sure. Secondly, is it possible for you to give us some sense, because you mentioned that you see significant synergy, especially on manufacturing and on R&D, and plus we also, so if you could give us some sense as to what is the type of benefits we could see there in some quantifiable numbers as a percentage of revenues or some absolute number, that would be very helpful, because you did mention that the real benefit will now come now that we approve the merger approval.
So a few things, these are the mostly comes in the midterm and long term. So when I say R&D, there are two buckets. One is new products R&D. So whatever we initiate developing products is going to come for launch. A lot of pet care products also is coming out of patent from 28-29 onwards. So whatever we initiate development, new products, major revenue is going to come maybe 28-29 onwards. The second thing, R&D, where we can help actually the product optimization. That's basically to improve the gross margin and also to improve market to some extent. That's mostly, I can say, near term or mid term. Why? Because actually, you know that today regulatory scenario, even for animal health, any development we do, even cost optimization, it takes 12 to 18 months. So we have to do at lab and tech transfer to the plant, validate and file. All these things, it takes maybe 12 to 18 months. That's going to happen. Maybe R&D synergies we can see after 12 months. Especially product optimization synergy will come maybe 12 months. And the new products will start from, majority will start from 28. So these new products actually can bring sequent to the top layer in animal health. I don't think any company you will see many products in portfolio as we have in sequence. That's a big opportunity for our. When it comes to manufacturing, so whatever I said, intermediates, we try to bring from outside to internal. That helps on two ways. One is actually the sustainability and also to give a lot of comfort to the clients. Since we do business with the innovators, there were some hiccups actually when you go for actually third party players. That's where they had some concerns. Now we can minimize those concerns or avoid completely. And also, of course, it adds little cost improvement on that. And the major thing actually, whatever we do, big products, cost optimization or capacity optimization. Okay, today we have our capacity utilization is around 65-70%. Sequent, they have only two sites. One is small site, you know. That's the site we are debating. So we have opportunity to expand those products and also to improve that cost. This synergy is going to come maybe again 12-18 months because we validated already product. But some customers take 2 years, you know, since innovators, they file for entire global market. So they wait for all countries' regulatory approvals. But major approvals we can see from FY27, second quarter onwards. So we can see actually good synergies on this manufacturing in FY27, whereas R&D maybe you can see from 28 onwards, all those things. 27 definitely Sequent API business is going to do pretty good on that because of these initiatives.
So that's very, very encouraging. Sir, you mentioned about some CapEx plans. If you could quantify, how should we look at the combined CapEx for financial year 26 and 27 for both the entities? And secondly, you had also mentioned that we could also look at some inorganic opportunities. So if you give a sense in terms of what is the size of those opportunities and what is the, like, you know, key things we look for and what are the financial metrics one should look in those type of acquisitions?
So CapEx perspective, API. Okay, you know, last quarter, we spent around 60 crores. Yes. So since we have strong balance sheet with internal accruals, we are able to support 60 crores on that. API perspective, I don't see any major capex in the next 2 years. Okay, for this, whatever we have current strategic business, of course, when we do for new opportunities, when I said CDMO, we are trying to do some complex molecules, okay, they may require some capex, but otherwise, we don't see any substantial capex for FY26 and also made by first two quarters of FY27. And formulation perspective, we are working on the strategy now. Definitely we want to go bigger and bigger in animal health, especially companion animals. We are looking at both inorganic as well as organic. So one of the thing is we don't have much manufacturing base in India. That's one of the area we are looking at. So that may start actually investing capex sometime in FY27, so it can spill to FY28. Of course, it's all depending on inorganic. If you get, we are exploring. If you get something inorganic, we may do faster. But otherwise, actually, we are going to do some capex second half of FY27. It's not much actually. Looking at the combined balance sheet next year, I don't see much capex even in FY27. If you go for inorganic option, maybe we'll do 100-150 crores capex 27-28. And of course, we are looking at various options on exploring inorganic, whether small or bigger, actually, which fits into our strategy.
Sure. Which would mean that unless we do an inorganic, we should see a significant reduction in debt in the next 2 years, sir?
Yes.
And this inorganic, which areas are we looking for, if you could, and what are the synergies, or which are the areas where you think there is a gap in terms of the capability or in terms of synergy that you would like to target? And are they predominantly in any geography that we are looking at?
We, you know, Sequent business have everything. So we do API, we do business with API for innovators, we do formulation manufacturing, we distribute our own, we distribute even innovators also few countries actually. So we have manufacturing in Europe, Turkey, and Brazil. We started shipping from Turkey to Europe since it's a Europe approved site. So we are working on those geographies, especially US and some LATAM actually. So we are looking at various things. If we get some front-end expansion in few of the European countries, yes, we are looking at. And we are looking at actually the few products where we can actually in-license and promote those products we are looking. And of course, the manufacturing base, mostly it will come to India because that's most important. Because animal health also, you know, unlike human health, genericization is very slow. And we are seeing only last 2 years actually it's moving from innovator to generic once patent expired. And we see good opportunity next 3 to 5 years. That's where we want to build capability from India low-cost base to take that advantage. So all areas, it's not specific to one. We are completely relooking at actually how can we become a global animal health player. Whatever are the small, small gaps actually. So we want to fill those things.
Sure.
Just if you ask me today, we don't have right now anything, but we are going to work very closely on that.
Sure. Just one last thing on this ESOP cost. So this first half also, as per the combined P&L, we had a 23 crores charge. So is this going to be a recurring thing, or is it something specific for 1 or 2 years? If you could get some clarity.
No, it's not that. 23 crores. Is it 23 crores? Sorry, just 1 minute.
It's slightly more. So current year ESOP is going to go down.
Hello.
Yeah, so ESOP last year was 32 million and some new ESOPs were rupees 32 million. Okay. 32
crores.
Sorry.
Last year, if I see the FY25 combined P&L which is uploaded, that shows mm-hmm. that 40.6 crores for last year and 23 crores for the first half. So slide number 7.
Correct, that is combined together. I was talking about Sequent, which was 32 crores. Mm-hmm. This year it would be slightly more because some more ESOP has issued for Sequent. So this year the expected number would be in the same range, 34-35 crore roughly. Post-merger, there would be a new ESOP scheme which NRC has to approve for batch team, which is being worked out. And once the numbers are finalized, we can share the details probably in the next call or sometime when it is finalized.
So while the numbers may vary, we can assume this ESOP as a recurring thing at least for the next 2-3 years that will continue to remain part of the P&L.
Definitely. The next 1-2 years, it's going to be recurring. But what extent still we are working on the scheme?
Sure. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Harshit Dhoot from Diamond Asia Capital. Please go ahead.
Oh, hi, good morning, the Sequent and VS team, and congratulations on this strong set of numbers. Haribabu sir, on the VS, as you described the three growth engines, CDMO, generics, and the CMO part, the kind of the growth engines that you are envisaging, is it fair to assume that from next 3 to 4 years perspective, the VS can grow more than 20% CAGR rate?
3 years, yes. So, as I explained earlier also, the initial last 2 years focused mostly on improving gross margins and profitability. That's how you can see actually more growth and profitability than actually the top line.
Right.
Of course, whatever we initiated, new products are going to come actually the near future continuously. But definitely 3 years, we can take comfortably 20% CAGR growth, top line.
Okay. Yeah, and as you said, there was no one-off during this quarter's performance. So is it fair to assume that from now onwards, the quarterly run rate in terms of EBITDA will be more than 115 crores? Is it a fair assumption, sir? Or you
combined?
Foresee some lumpiness there?
You're saying combined, right?
No, in VS.
Only VS is saying 150 plus.
You're saying combined sequence,
yeah.
Like combined entity EBITDA, Harshal, what is exactly the...
No. In VS, during this quarter, we reported around 117 crores EBITDA. So, is this fair to assume that this is the quarterly level sustainable run rate for the VS?
We can assume reasonably, as I said, actually, since we had good CDMO revenue and also new launches. But definitely, we can assume close to that, but we can continuously grow on that. Absolutely. We can't give the number, but definitely we are pretty confident to achieve.
So basically, trend will improve only or maybe sustainable at this level in terms of the quarterly numbers, if you can understand.
As I mentioned, actually, there may be small spikes, but definitely we are going to grow.
Yeah.
Okay, whatever it is. Okay. Of course, combined number, as I mentioned, actually, we are going to do... Now onwards, 20 plus actually minimum we are going to do that. Let me clarify. It's not one time where it's completely differentiate. There's a small portion actually the service income or the new product launches, but it's not going to change substantially. So it's going to improve actually maybe few quarters, maybe small thing, but definitely still we are very confident actually to achieve those numbers.
Right. And in Sequent also, we are continuously improving the gross margins. So going forward, is it fair to assume that the gross margins are sustainable above 50% or close to 50% level? Is this a fair assumption?
Absolutely. You can see good growth in near future. Absolutely.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for the opportunity.
Okay.
Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Sukrit D. Patil from iSight FinTrade Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Good morning to the team. I have two forward-looking questions. First is looking beyond this quarter's numbers. I want to understand the bigger picture that the company has in mind. Sequent is India's largest pure-play animal health company, and the industry is changing with the new regulations and global demands shifting. And there is some innovation in veterinary medicines also. Over the next 1 to 2 years, what is the one big change that you are driving that will make Sequent stronger and more trusted across the globe? Is it through expanding your product pipeline or building deeper customer relationships? Something that makes it hard for your competitors to copy your model. Thank you. That's my first question. I'll ask my second question after this.
Okay. Thank you for that question. If I put it, actually, whatever we initiated last 1 year. So I can see three areas. Of course, Sequent today is a differentiated company. I don't see any other company which is closely to Sequent capabilities on whether it is API portfolio or actually finished product distribution or actually the markets where we offer. So next 2 years, actually, and also you know, as you mentioned, actually market scenario also is changed. So animal health also is moving to towards a more regulatory scenario like human health. That's where we have bigger advantage. Our API plant is purely animal health approved by FDA, and all our facilities wherever we operate, actually facilities is pretty well maintained on the compliance for those markets. So next 2 years, actually, we want to grow definitely the CDMO, whatever actually it lagged little bit last 4 or 5 years with innovators. That's going to grow. Second is the big thing in the formulation business, especially in the companion animals, whatever we mentioned that actually the pet care, whether it is front-end or manufacturing capability, we are going to improve substantially. That's going to be the differentiating factor for entire Sequent, I can say. Pajaram, you can add it if you want.
No, I think that's absolutely. I think for us, what you should expect in the next 2 years is certainly we'll over-index on companion animals, both in terms of our own growth as well as any kind of inorganic. I think that after the, because of the merger, we will be seen to be a far more sort of R&D and science-driven animal health company. And I think that will be a big differentiator for us. In many markets which are less regulated, the regulations are getting tighter on animal health products. And I think that for that, we are very well positioned compared to you know, some of the other players who may not have the kind of quality and regulatory capability that we have right now. But that will be a big plus for us.
And most important, with our combined balance sheet, can leverage actually to expand all these areas. So you can see the free cash flow we are generating quarter on quarter. Of course, we said 27, it's going to be debt free. That's going to happen. So unless we do some mergers. So balance sheet is going to help a lot on actually expanding these areas.
Thank you. My second question is to Mr. Saurav Bhala. I believe he is also on the call today.
Yeah.
Yes.
Again, a forward-looking question because you have given good guidance on the margins and everything. My specific question is to margins and cost planning only. Margins in pharma are always under pressure, you know, when costs rise, whether it is through raw materials, compliance, R&D, or any other specific things. Just want to understand how you think about protecting the profits without slowing down growth. Is there any smart way that you have put into place? Maybe it's pricing discipline or operational efficiencies. How do you balance these levers in practice so that the company can stay strong even when sometimes things get out of control or you know, you may plan something but it may go in some different direction? Yeah, thanks. More understand on that.
Yeah, that's a good question. And in fact, we have been addressing them for last many quarters. So the work started about 2 years back where we kind of rejig our portfolio by seeing the product mix, by looking at each of the product country-wise very carefully, ki where our efficiency is there and where it needs to be improved. And a very detailed action was taken over many quarters, the result of which is already visible, and that has led us to quarter-on-quarter improvement in the gross margins, irrespective of all the geopolitical turmoil going around. So we are very confident that this is the base which has been established. It is not a once-off thing. It is not dependent on external factors. And we will maintain and kind of grow over these margins by improving the product mix. So R&D is also, there is a lot of investment going on in R&D globally for us. That is helping us to improve our costing profile, addition of new products, or product mix is going to improve going ahead also. So this margin, I think, is a base which has been created and which we are very hopeful to improve going ahead. And Dr. Hari may want to add.
So I'll add little bit actually. If you see that, of course, Viyash is constantly improving gross margin. Sequent also, you can see good improvement near future API. And formulation also, if you see where we operate, where we compete. We compete most of the companies with innovators in Europe, all those things. And we have actually our cost base is low. Wherever we do manufacturing, actually formulation activities, cost is not very high, highly competitive. Of course, we are continuously working on that. Whatever API is fully set up now, even formulation also bringing more and more internal wherever it's possible. So that's a continuous activity to improve the gross margins. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for their closing comments.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining this call in the morning. I hope you had an idea about how the performance has evolved over the last couple of quarters, but also importantly, the direction going ahead. We'd be happy to take on any other queries that you have, and you can write to us directly for that. Yeah. So thank you very much and have a good day.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you all.
Thank you. On behalf of Sequent Scientific Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.